At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
It's easy to assume you know everything about the objects you encounter on the daily, but even the most seemingly mundane items can harbor a few secrets you'd never expect. From surprising functions in the gadgets you use every day to game-changing elevator hacks, let's check out some amazing secrets hidden in everyday things.
You're listening.
You'd be amazed.
Have you ever noticed how satisfying the sound of closing the door of a nice car can be? It's a small detail that most people never notice, but you'd be surprised to know how much effort car companies put into creating that sound. Car manufacturers devote entire teams to making sure a car door feels and sounds solid. As studies have shown, these factors create a perceived sense of quality. While car doors nowadays can be manufactured out of lightweight materials, these naturally give off a tinnier sound than heavier materials used in the past, making them feel flimsy. To compensate, car companies employ sound engineers to ensure their cars have the right combination of foam, mats, door materials, and locking mechanisms for that hefty, satisfying sound. Keep an ear out next time you go for a ride, but for satisfying sounds that don't require going outside, follow this podcast. The fascinating content I upload weekly will satisfy all your desires to keep up to date with the best facts, tips, and true stories from around the world. Now let's get back to some more secrets, courtesy of yours truly. Now, clamshell packaging is, quite frankly, the work of Satan. It seems almost impossible to open without damaging either yourself or the item inside. But stress no more. Turns out you can open that notoriously infuriating packaging with something you probably have lying around in a kitchen drawer. Simply take a can opener, latch it onto the edge of the packaging like you would a can, and twist. Before you know it, that package will be opened, and you'll be saved from throwing your newly purchased items across the room in a fit of rage. Next up, have you ever noticed how a lot of door handles and knobs are made of shiny, gold-colored brass? This isn't a coincidence, and while it's most often a stylistic choice, its usefulness goes beyond classy home decor. Brass is a very durable metal and is resistant to corrosion from oils and moisture from human hands, but it's also useful for anyone trying to keep germs to a minimum. Unsurprisingly, bacteria tend to congregate in places regularly touched by human hands, and doorknobs are no exception. That is, unless the doorknob's made of brass, which contains copper, a metal with highly effective antibacterial properties. In fact, copper molecules are so toxic to bacteria cells that they can kill up to 99% of bacteria deposited on brass door handles in as little as 2 hours. This includes dangerous bacterial strains like E. coli. The stainless steel and plastic door handle alternatives that are way more common nowadays, meanwhile, can harbor these same germs for days at a time. So, next time you're thinking of redecorating, consider opting for brass fittings and handles, and keep your hands clear of unwanted free riders. And talking about free riders, there are few things more concerning than opening up your wardrobe only to see a moth fly out. Or worse, multiple moths. Moths love to lay their eggs in certain types of clothing, usually wool or silk. That's because the natural fibers, as well as the dust in skin cells our clothes trap, provide a food source. Once the moths are in, it can be very difficult to get rid of them, but not impossible. Warding them off is sometimes just a matter of choosing the right kind of clothes hanger. Wood hangers are generally pretty great for sturdily storing clothes, but it's cedar wood specifically that'll give you the edge against the moth menace. Cedar wood contains oils that are toxic to moth larvae eggs, so much so that moths have evolved to be repulsed by the mere aroma of the wood. Humans have been using this handy trick for millennia, opting for cedar wood in the construction of textile stores and storage containers to keep wares safe from hungry moths. So, put this ancient knowledge to use in protecting your finest garments, either by using cedar hangers or, better yet, buying cedarwood wardrobes and drawers. Next up, I'm sure every pasta lover already experienced this dilemma. Ever been happily ladling your spaghetti onto a plate, only for a mysterious hole in the middle of your spaghetti spoon to catch your eye, replacing pasta-based excitement with unquenchable curiosity? Well, let me tell you what the purpose of that hole really is. For starters, it helps drain out any residual water from the pasta before plating, but the reason for its specific size is to help you before you start cooking. That hole is there to help you measure out the perfect amount of spaghetti for one person. Simply place your uncooked spaghetti into the hole, and when no more will fit, you've got yourself a portion. I always get my pasta servings very wrong, so finding that one truly changed my gastronomic life. Some particularly fancy spaghetti spoons even have multiple holes accommodating for double and half servings, as well as the usual single serving. But of course, a mere half serving of spaghetti is a crime against the great nation of Italy, punishable by more spaghetti. On that note, the last time I ordered my beauty products, they arrived with some small packets of silica gel. These small packets are a common source of confusion when people find small piles of them inside newly purchased items. They're usually clearly marked do not eat, but don't give many clues to their actual purpose, which is keeping things free from moisture. The packets contain little balls of silicon dioxide, or silica, a highly porous compound that's extremely effective at absorbing water molecules from the surrounding air and environment. This is handy for making sure products arrive to you in top condition, but there are also a surprising number of other uses. For starters, they're one of the best ways to attempt to safely revive a non-waterproof phone that has been dropped in water. If the phone is turned off before the water damages its circuitry, placing it in a bowl filled with silica packets in a warm place increases its chances of successfully drying out. Assuming the worst of the water is dried off with a clean towel beforehand, it should dry internally if left completely surrounded in silica packets for around 72 hours. As long as enough internal moisture is absorbed, it won't short-circuit when switched back on. Though, if the phone has already short-circuited, the irreparable damage has already been done. But smartphone resuscitation isn't the only use of silica packets. You can place them in gym bags to absorb sweaty moisture and prevent a stanky buildup, or place your shaving razor in a sealed container with a handful of them to prevent rust. You can place them along the bottoms of windows to reduce condensation buildup, or even put a glass filled with them inside a carved Halloween pumpkin to slow its decay. Essentially, any instance you want to keep something moisture-free, silica packets are the way to go. One thing silica packs aren't good at, though, is being a tasty snack. Those do-not-eat warnings are there for a reason, given the toxic additives the gel contains, so don't swap them out for popping candy. Believe me, I tried them and regret it a lot. And while we're talking about eating, have you ever wondered why, even after vigorous soapy hand washing, the smell of onion or garlic can remain on your fingers after cutting some up for a meal? The reason the smells from these types of foods tend to linger on skin is that cutting them releases acidic sulfurous molecules, which adhere to the skin. Soap doesn't help much with removing these, and water can actually react with the molecules, making the smell worse. The quickest way to stop the smell is, surprisingly, rubbing your hands against stainless steel. This specific metal is easily found in everything from kitchen pots to cutlery, and binds with the pungent molecules, removing them from your hands. You can even buy stainless steel soap bars specifically for this purpose. So next time your fingers get stanky, rub them on the faucet, basin, or any other source of stainless steel nearby. I can't guarantee you won't look like a weirdo, but it'll definitely help the smell. Next up, left or right, that is the question. But I'm not talking about politics, I'm talking about which side of the road people drive on. Most of the world favors the right side, but a handful of places, including the UK, Australia, Jamaica, Barbados, and other former British colonies, opt for the left. But why? Well, from Roman times up until the 18th century, horseback and wagon-based traffic typically stuck to the left side of roads around the world. Historians believe this was so that horseback riders could hold the reins with their left hands, freeing up their right hands to wave at passing riders on their right, or use a sword to defend against them. Those were tough times after all. In the 1700s, however, people in the US and much of Europe began driving bigger wagons pulled by larger numbers of cattle or horses. In these, the drivers typically sat on the left side of the wagon, freeing up their stronger right arm to control all the animals. As a result, to ensure they could clearly see anyone passing by, the drivers would use the right side of the road. Eventually, these practices became law and were solidified with the emergence of motor vehicles, which followed the traditions of their countries of origin. For example, American manufacturers like Ford developed cars to be driven on the right, while British manufacturers like Vauxhall developed cars to drive on the left. This tradition continues to this day, though most manufacturers produce both left- and right-hand drive vehicles for international markets. Who'd have thought the left versus right driving debate began with swords and waving? Not me.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Next up, microwave rice packets are a lifesaver for people who don't have the time or patience to stand watching over rice cooking in a pan. But there's one common source of frustration with microwavable packets. Once you've torn a hole in the top to let the steam out and placed it in the microwave to cook, the packs tend to topple over, spilling some of their contents. However, the designers of these handy packets actually factored something into their design to prevent this very issue. While the bottoms of the packets appear tightly held together, you can actually pry them apart, opening them out into a more flared shape. You can essentially flatten their bottom, creating a sort of square platform. Give it a go next time you need microwavable rice. This gives the base more surface area, allowing it to stand more sturdily as the microwave plate rotates. It's a total game changer for rice microwavers worldwide. So when you're enjoying mess-free rice meals, just remember, you heard it here first. Now here's an invaluable hack. Nobody likes being stuck in an elevator full of people. It's even worse when you realize the buttons for pretty much every floor before yours have been pressed. However, most elevators have a secret button combination, usually used by emergency workers, that will skip all other selected floors and go directly to yours. Of course, you should be stealthy using this trick, as it's not really meant to be public knowledge, but I'm going to tell you anyway. For a lot of elevators, the express mode is activated by holding the close door button, then pressing your floor number. Keep both buttons pressed until the elevator starts to move. This should let you go directly to your floor without stopping. Some elevators require you to double press any other highlighted floor buttons to skip to yours, as double pressing often cancels those other selections. Others require you to hold the open door button while you double press the floors you want to cancel. For some, it simply may not work at all, as unfortunately, it isn't universal to all elevators. It may take a little experimentation when no one else is around to figure out if and how it works for your particular elevator, but it'll be well worth it when you finally crack it. Once you do, you'll be riding the express elevator to new heights of glory. And while we talk about buttons, have you ever noticed the little raised bumps on the F and J keys on most keyboards? Well, they're raised for a reason, and it isn't because F and J are typists' favorite letters. Those raised bumps are there to help orient a person's fingers on the keyboard without them having to look down. They're in relatively central positions for where most people will place their left and right hands while typing. This comes in particularly handy for people who type without looking down at the keys, like people who need to transcribe spoken words at a rapid pace. On full-sized keyboards, another raised bump can be found on the key for number 5. This, again, is to orient users over a central, familiar point from which they can use their mental map of the surrounding keys to input data more quickly. So, if you feel a little lost when you're writing your next email, just feel around for your good old buddies F and J. While slipping into your favorite pair of jeans, you may have wondered what the purpose of those little metal buttons is. But while they may look like a way to clip tiny accessories onto your denim, their reason for being there is actually a leftover from the past. Back in the late 1800s, jeans were often worn by American laborers who required sturdy clothes that could withstand a lot of strain, movement, and wear and tear. Certain varieties of jeans initially developed by Levi Strauss and his associate Jacob W. Davis soon became popular among workers, thanks to those little metal buttons we see today. Those small metal rivets placed at the points on the leg likely to experience most stress reinforce the jeans, preventing the seams from pulling apart. With modern, sturdier stitching techniques and technologies, rivets are no longer really necessary. But they're so ingrained in our ideas of how jeans should look, they've stuck around regardless. I can't do an episode of Secrets Hidden in Everyday Things without mentioning aviation facts, so there you have it. Most of us are used to seeing planes flying above our heads, but few people really understand the reasoning behind airplanes' most intriguing design features. For starters, have you ever noticed that the bottom edges of some plane engines are flat rather than round? These engines, usually found on Boeing 737S, are flattened on the bottom because of the plane's design history. Originally, the 737 was designed to be as low to the ground as possible, which worked great for the jet engine types it originally featured. But as aero technology advanced, quieter, more efficient, yet larger engines emerged, known as turbofan engines. This posed a problem for the Boeing 737, as being so low to the ground, there wasn't enough space to accommodate these larger engines without totally redesigning the plane. So instead, they brought the engine placement forward so they sat slightly in front of the wing rather than underneath it, which helped maintain the plane's center of gravity. They also modified the turbofan's outer casing design, flattening the lower lip slightly while keeping the engine inside circular. This raised the bottom a few more inches higher, reducing the risk of the engine hitting the ground on rough landings without sacrificing efficiency. Another thing you've probably wondered, especially while looking out the window on an airplane, is what those big objects at the back of the wings do. The canoe-shaped pods house the mechanisms responsible for moving and extending the flaps along the trailing edge of the wing, which affect the plane's lift. As you can imagine, moving a big metal flap against the wind to change the forces acting on a particularly large aircraft traveling at around 580 miles per hour requires a lot of structural integrity. This is why the pods are so large. They have to be sturdy enough to withstand these changing forces. The bulky-looking covering surrounding them, meanwhile, ensures the air is streamlined as it passes over it, reducing unwanted drag. One more thing you may have noticed is that some airplane engines are placed under the wing while others are located on the back part of the plane's fuselage. Most commercial airliners have their engines under the wings because being lower to the ground makes maintaining or repairing the engine much easier. Plus, the extra weight prevents the wings from bending too much during flight. Another benefit is that if an engine catches fire on the wing, the heat source is further away from passengers than with an engine directly attached to the rear end of a plane. You can also fit larger engines in larger quantities underneath wings than at the back of an aircraft, which is why the largest aircraft usually have underwing engines. A benefit of rear-mounted engines, however, is that if one engine fails, there'll be less turning force on the aircraft in the direction of the failed engine, as both engines are closer together. With less rotation to have to compensate for, this makes it slightly easier to steer to safety. Back-mounted engines, being further from passengers, also appear quieter, and the chances of them scraping the ground or sucking things in like rocks and grass are near zero. Generally, though, neither placement is objectively better than the other. It's merely a matter of matching the engine placement to the purposes of the aircraft. Unsurprisingly, there's a lot more to airplanes than meets the eye. These giant metal birds are true marvels of technology, so take some time to appreciate their complexity the next time you see one pass overhead. Next up, if you're out exploring the wild or even doing a little DIY carpentry in your yard and find yourself with a splinter, Getting it out can be a painful hassle. But you don't need to go running for the tweezers. As long as you've got 3 coins of any kind to hand, you can make your own. All you need to do is stack the coins between your thumb and forefinger so that the 2 outer coins jut out above the central one, then squeeze the end. The impromptu contraption provides a surprisingly firm grip and can also be used if you need to pluck out a stray hair, or alternatively, as an unnecessarily extravagant way of retrieving other coins from your wallet. As you might have realized after the other episodes of this series, many of the best secret features of everyday products are hidden in plain sight. If you're a fan of Gatorade, for example, you probably never noticed that many bottles come with a built-in storage area to secure your cap while you're taking a sip. It's true. For the bottles featuring the design with an indented base, the cap fits snugly in place, ensuring you never lose it while drinking. That being said, this feature is likely not even intentional on the part of the bottle's designers. It appears to be a happy accident, a byproduct of the design which is most likely intended to allow these bottles to stack on top of each other in storage. Sadly, not all Gatorade bottles come with this hidden feature, as the bottle design varies by geographical area and the type of Gatorade. But if you're one of the lucky few, be sure to make the most of your handy cap catcher next time you're revitalizing your electrolytes. What little-known secrets and hidden uses have you uncovered in everyday objects? My favorite was a piece of candy I found in my beard last week. Who knows how long it's been there? I'm still unsure about the use for it, but it surely tasted all right. See you the next time you want to be amazed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.